Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
You're welcome back. If you have a dog at home and can find it hard to say no to those puppy eyes, well, scientists have discovered that dogs have mastered facial expressions, would you believe, to manipulate us. New research from Duquesne University in Pittsburgh found that there are a lot more fast-twitching muscles in dogs' faces, which create other facial expressions that get us to pay attention to them, the dogs. Well, to discuss this further, I'm joined by the woman who should know, Susie Walsh, dog behaviourist and dog trainer. Susie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me.
You're probably not surprised by this research at all, are you?
I don't think any of us really are. I think all of us have been manipulated in the past by a beautiful puppy dog eyes begging for a piece of biscuit or a piece of toast that we might have. And we all of us have a sense that, you know, a lot of people who be dog guardians or pet owners will know that their dog is well able to convince them to go for a walk, or they kind of have a sense of what the dog wants. Because they're such experts at communicating with us.
But is it not persistent, Susie? Or do you think a dog can create an expression to say, this is my, I can't believe I'm asking this, but this is my walking, I want a walk expression, or I want a biscuit expression?
Absolutely. I see it all the time. It's quite obvious. And a lot of your listeners will realize how they are, how their dogs behave around them at a certain time. And they have an instinctual idea of what the dog wants or needs at that specific time, because they've become so good at communicating with us. You know, most of they communicate in the same way almost that we do with other humans. You know, their face is dominated by these fast twitch fibers in their face. And dogs are too, whereas, you know, they say that a dog has about 66 to 95% fast twitch muscles in their face, where wolves maybe 25%. So there's a vast difference between dogs and other species trying to communicate with us, and a lot of the facial expressions they're showing in their faces tell us that.
Yeah, you know, because
very similar to our own.
I think we all know it, don't we? We all know this puppy dog dog expression, literally puppy dog expression that sometimes we ascribe to humans, Susie. But this idea that there's a specific muscle that has evolved around the eyes of dogs to let them raise their eyebrows and look at us with that expression to try and prompt a reaction out of us, which they often get. It's sort of mad, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's pretty amazing, because they don't use those facial features with each other. It's specifically for humans. Now, cats, we do know cats have a cat will meow at us, and they don't with other cats. So they've developed that communication tool. But we would have selectively bred dogs who are more interactive with us and who show these facial expressions, even accidentally, you know, over the years and years. And it's just become, you know, they've become very good at it.
Yeah, and what about then, you know, the hangdog expression again, that I think we might be familiar with if you've had a dog hangdog expression.
Explain that to me.
When a dog has done something wrong, and they sort of lower their heads and the tails between the legs, and they sort of scuffle off to the corner and look up at you, trying to pretend that they're sorry. This must be all part of the same evolutionary decision.
Yeah, well, the amazing thing about that expression is dogs don't feel remorse or guilt. So that expression is purely to say to the human in that scenario to avoid any kind of conflict.
Sorry,
like
not
that
sorry.
Expression when, yeah. Well, that expression is as a result. So say if your bin is knocked over and the dog has a history of you giving out to them, they'll associate, oh, bin knocked over in the presence of you as, oh, something bad might happen to me. So I'm going to try and avoid any kind of conflict by looking as meek as I possibly can to avoid any kind of being in trouble. But it'll never stop them. You scolding them or that kind of thing will never stop them knocking over the bin in the future.
Tell me can I ask you this, Susie, if you don't mind, and sorry to cut across, but I'm intrigued by this. Can you teach a dog an expression? So Jim Carrey's dog, for example, he's renowned as an actor for being able to manipulate his face into a million different ways. Could he teach his dog Jim Carrey expressions, I wonder?
To a certain extent, you definitely can train a dog on a cue to have it. Like I could teach you to, if I had a camera up, to say smile and you would smile. But the emotion, the same emotion mightn't be behind it, but I can definitely train you to display a certain, we do it for dogs in the movies all the time, or dogs in TV work and things like that, where we need to have them, they have to have a certain facial expression, like the hangdog expression that we were talking about. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That was quite a curveball question, Susie. So fair play for answering it. Can we teach dogs Jim Carrey expressions? Well, there's oh, wow.
To a certain extent, yeah.
Well, I'm intrigued by Susie's response. She was directing it at me, teaching me how to smile. You know I'm not a dog, Susie.
Yeah, but we can all be trained. It's all basic skills, you know.
Well, what about cats though? Because you mentioned them briefly. Like, do cats have any of this sort of like human behavior or react in the same way as dogs? Because I have to say, now I'm not a big fan of cats, so I have to hold up that bias and admit to it immediately. But I don't see it.
Yeah, well, cats, they don't have the same facial expressions and they don't mimic us in the same way, but they have adapted a certain vocal sound, like a certain meow that's specifically for human beings and to interact and communicate with human beings, that they don't use with other species and they don't use between themselves, and they use and they withhold especially for humans. And it's, again, it's like that puppy dog, like that kitten expression, like that reaching out. So it appeals to our emotions, or the poor animal or the poor kitten. But dogs are the only one that would hold, say, a mutual gaze with us, where we would stare at them mutually, know what they were saying, and it actually releases the hormone oxytocin in human beings by looking at a dog.
I'll tell you one thing.
You can look at a dog. You live longer with a dog.
Well, it's fascinating stuff, isn't it? And it's fascinating research as well. Susie Walsh, dog behaviourist and dog trainer. I knew you were the right person to talk to about this. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us on Drive Time.